distance as dark locked in. Nightfall. Good evening. Tonight, a story of revenge, almost as usual. An old farmer receives a visit from a mysterious young man on a horrible mission. But the play, a first for the series from Burke Campbell, is called In the Eye of the Beholder.
But, Jack, you haven't any choice in this matter. You'll have to have surgery.
All right. And you tell me why I got to seeing so good for a while. I didn't even need my glasses to read the paper.
It's called second sight. For a while, your vision improves. And that's a sure sign you got cataracts. I'm telling you need the operation. That or your vision goes entirely.
Well, maybe I just need stronger glasses.
Jack, I'm not making this up. You've known me all these years. I'm not going to start lying to you now.
Well, I don't think you ever stopped lying to me.
Certainly doesn't do any good to tell you the truth. You don't listen anyway.
Just because you've been my doctor all these years doesn't mean you're always right about everything. Just because you delivered my two kids.
Two kids? Three kids, Jack. I hope you're not getting senile.
I just don't want no doctor sitting in with my eyes.
Do you want to be blind?
I don't.
Do you?
All right, so when do I have to have it?
Sooner the better.
Well, I don't see too bad now. I can still make out your face.
Don't you think you ought to ask one of the girls to come back home just till you get back on the track?
The girls have their own lives now. Besides, I know the farm like the back of my hand. I could get around blind, not know the difference. Hey, what are you doing?
I'm setting you up an appointment with Dr. Fuller. He's the best eye surgeon available.
Now, just a minute. Put the phone down.
Jack, you agreed.
I agreed. But I can wait, can't I? I don't need it immediately, do I? Can I wait?
How long?
Well, a month. I can wait a month.
All right. Just going to get harder on you getting around.
Well, I'll just wear my glasses till then. I'm fine.
Well, you let me look after everything. And in the meantime, use these drops in your eyes. They've gotten a bit dry. This will make them feel better.
Oh, bet it'll hurt.
It's a mild solution. It won't hurt at all. Put the drops in 3 or 4 times a day.
I believe you.
That was nice of Miss Baker to drive you into town.
Oh, real nice. That woman got nothing to do except bother folks with her kindness. Always coming around trying to see if I'm okay.
You know, Jack, for someone as rude and ill-mannered as you, I'm always shocked that folks do as much as they do for you.
Oh, that's because I'm old, that's why.
No.
I think I'm deserving of pity. I fool them, though. I haven't changed at all. I still don't appreciate anything. The less I thank them, the more they believe I'm worthy of their precious time and attention. Am I going out?
I'm not stopping you. It's way out. Miss Baker.
Yes, Dr. Graham.
Patient's all yours.
Oh, fine, Dr. Graham. Is Jack going to be all right?
Well, why don't you ask me that, Miss Baker? I'm just blind. I'm not deaf yet. Oh, Mr. Allman.
Jack's going to be fine. He follows my instructions. It was good of you to drive him into town.
Oh, I had to come into town anyway, pick up some groceries. And I just thought...
Why not drag poor old blind Jack Allman in to see the quack?
I thought nothing of the kind.
Don't let him shock you. Never give folks what they want.
Take a doctor to say that. Good day.
Goodbye, Dr. Graham.
Have a nice drive home, the two of you.
Roll up the window, please, Mr. Allman.
What?
I said roll up the window, please.
No.
Oh, put out your cigarette, please, Mr. Allman.
Well, you wouldn't be coughing if you let me keep the window open.
Smoking isn't good for you. My mother used to say if God had wanted us to smoke, he'd have put a chimney stack on top our heads.
And where's your mother now, Miss Baker?
You know very well she's in heaven.
Then she won't mind if I join her.
Here we are, just in time to avert an argument. You going to invite me in for coffee?
I would, but I'm fresh out.
Some tea, then.
Miss Baker, thank you for taking me into town. Thank you very much. And thank you for bringing me home again.
Oh, you are the rudest man, Mr. Allman. Of course, you have improved over the years. You used to be openly nasty. But I guess the years have taught you to be more sympathetic and loving of others.
I'm always amazed at your eternal optimism. I might call it damn near religious.
Now there. I know you're hungry.
Just let me finish putting this damn medicine in my eyes.
Thank you.
that going to be this time of night? Who's that? Oh, shut up, Snooper. You're as old and blind as I am. Who is it? What do you want? Quiet, Snooper. What do you want?
It's my car. I'm afraid there's something wrong with my car. And
what's that in your hand?
This? Oh! I'm sorry. I was taking off the hubcaps. Can't you see? It's just a robot.
What the hell do you want?
Well, just, could I use your phone? My car. There's something wrong with my car.
Oh, you said. Hush up, Snooper.
Look, I'm sorry I started you, but I don't know what's wrong with my car, and it's miles to any station. Please, just let me use your phone. See, I just need to... Oh, hello there, fella.
Ah, that's a good dog. That's a good Snooper Trooper. Is that his name?
Mm-hmm. See, if your own dog likes me, I couldn't be that much of a stranger.
Well, I guess you're right. Snooper doesn't like just anybody. He's particular, you know.
You saved my life, Snooper.
Now, you go sit in the corner, Snooper. Let the man...
Dan. My name's Dan.
Well, let the man make his call.
Hey, you don't have a very large phone book in these parts, do you? Should have had this car checked long before now, but well, nothing was wrong. No one seems to be answering.
It's after 9:30, probably closed.
Yeah, just my luck. Well, could I stay here tonight then?
Fine. First you want to use my phone, then you want to move in.
Look, I don't mind paying. I just hate sleeping in the car. Look, it's dark. I'm miles from anywhere. Honestly, I don't mind paying hotel fees.
This ain't a hotel.
Is something wrong?
What do you mean?
Well, you don't seem to... Is something in your eye?
Oh, they're just dry. I'm having trouble with them lately. All right, Snooper. I can see what you want. Oh, young man, I got an extra room with beds in them. You can stay tonight. Nobody here anyway, just me and this crazy dog.
Thanks a million. Hey, man's best friend.
From Toronto?
Yes. I just had to get away for a few days. I promised myself this present for the longest time, and I decided it's now or never.
Present? In Christmas, is it?
Oh, I just meant I'm turning 30 this week. My birthday's coming up, and this trip is the gift I promised to give myself.
Well, you seem a bit old for that kind of nonsense, don't you?
Well, I don't think it's nonsense. After all, it's the anniversary of our first taste of life.
Life. Well, it's nice to see such optimism in the young. Follow me. What kind of work do you do?
Well,
don't answer that. I don't really care. The problem with getting old, you start making conversation.
Oh, yes.
And here's the guest room. The children used to live here.
This is perfect.
Here's some seats for the bed.
Oh, thanks. Where does he sleep?
Porch. He stands guard.
We're safe then.
This ain't the city. Nothing happens out here.
Phone
the
station.
How's Orbit?
I don't know. Couldn't move it last night. Now it's just fine. So, guess I'll be leaving then.
Oh, you want coffee?
Oh, fine, sure.
Well, don't just stand there gawking. Sit down. Find some bacon, too. There. Cut this bread. Butter's out.
Well, this is awfully nice of you.
Well, I can't send a man out without breakfast. He's like killing them in this neck of the woods. Oh!
Mr. Roman.
Okay.
Here, let me see.
I said it's okay. Just spill this damn grease.
Oh, well, here. Put your hand under the cold water.
I'm all right. Don't you get motherly.
I think you're right. But I've got some cream for burns. It's got vitamin E in it.
You don't want vitamin E.
Oh, sure you do. It prevents scars. Here, it's in my shaving kit. I'll go get it.
I'm not helpless, young man.
Whatever you say.
Would you get my eye drops from the bathroom while you're at it? I got to put them in this morning.
What? Where?
They're in the medicine cabinet. You find it?
This little green bottle?
Yeah, that's it. What's wrong? What happened?
I'm afraid I've had a little accident.
Well, what happened?
Do you have a broom to sweep up some broken glass? Look, I'll get you a new bottle.
Oh, God, you come here.
I'm very embarrassed. How often do you need those drops a day?
I just use them when I need them.
Then I'll pick it up for sure when I go into town later. If the doctor prescribed them, they must be important. Got your medicine.
Yeah,
You took your sweet time getting back. Oh, sounds like you just beat the storm.
Yeah, looks like it's going to be a big one, too. Just look at that sky.
It's just a haze to me. You don't have to get so excited. Don't you have rain in the city?
Well, yeah, but weather doesn't mean the same thing in a city. You know, all it does is make getting around inconvenient. It's not like this. Out here, you know, the earth soaks it up and the crops grow, the animals breed. I mean, it serves a purpose.
You're starting to talk like a country boy.
Oh, really?
I ought to sell you this place.
I thought you had children.
Oh, here it comes. It's going to be a real downpour.
You said you had children. Wouldn't you leave the farm to them?
Oh, the girls don't want this place. They'll sell it the minute they lay their hands on it anyway. I'd leave it to my son.
Your son?
Hush up, Silver. No, the girls live in the city. They're married.
But you said you had a son.
Yeah. My wife. She got it in her head she wanted one more child. Not Graham warned her, but she insisted she's up to it. Well, I guess we both wanted a boy. She died. The boy, he's fine. Girls are marrying age. I raised him mostly by myself.
He's in the city now?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen him since he was 9 years old. That's when he ran off.
What, ran off?
He ran away from home.
Well, that's incredible. You mean he's been gone all these years?
Well, he...
couldn't you find him?
No, you don't understand.
I better shut this window altogether. There. That's better.
You have to understand. The times were tough then. And I wanted my son to be strong, to be a man. Told him never to be beholden to anybody for anything. But I'll tell you, there's something strange about that boy.
How do you mean?
Well, he... You couldn't tell what he was thinking most of the time. And you'd have to tell him to do things twice before he'd do it. He wasn't stupid. No, the boy was very smart. And more than once I caught him telling a clever lie to get out of doing his work.
Well, surely at his age he couldn't understand.
Well, that's when you learn about things, ain't it? And if you don't learn your lesson then, you don't ever learn it. You see that strap on the wall there? Leather strap there? Well, I'd take him out to the shed. Try to teach him that way.
Ah, he hated you then.
Oh, no. No. He loved me. We read the Bible together. He loved me. And he knew I did it for his own good. And one day, though, he did something I couldn't forgive. One of the animals took sick one of the horses. I had to go for the vet doctor. We didn't have a phone then. I had to go into town. Now, before I left, I told Michael, named him after the Archangel Michael. Right. I told him to stay with the horse, and keep the blankets on him, put water on his forehead, cold pack. Now, by the time I got back with the vet, the horse was dead. Michael was nowhere to be found. Come sundown, he comes walking back to the house.
And you punished him.
Oh, you bet I did. I gave him a lesson, all right. I was so mad, I took him by the scruff of the neck. And I struck him. I slapped him silly. I picked him up outside the barn. I lowered him into the water trough. I wanted to drown him. I couldn't control myself. He didn't cry. He didn't beg me to stop. He didn't even seem afraid of me. And I took him out of that trough all wet, and I stood him on the porch till dawn. Didn't want him in my house. I didn't want him under my roof. Fall was coming up then, and the wind here is getting cold. But he stood there all night long shivering. I could see from a window all night.
And you ran away after that?
No, not then. Not till later. He obeyed me after that. It just wasn't the same between us. He was like a hired hand after that, not like my own son. Then in about a year's time, he ran out.
He just vanished?
In the thin air. I looked for him, contacted the sheriff. I was afraid to find him. I was afraid I'd kill him. I just don't understand what makes folks that way sometimes. It's crazy.
Well, it doesn't do any good to blame yourself now. Do you want me to put your drops in now?
Huh? Oh, yeah, I guess I better.
Here, just hold your head back. It's easier if you let me do it. Here, lean back in your chair.
Okay. Oh!
What's wrong?
Oh, God, these drops sting.
Well, didn't they do that before? I'm sure I've got the right prescription.
Oh, it's all right. Don't recall them stinging that bad. I knew Doc Graham lied about them.
Just lean your head back.
Oh!
Close your eyes for a minute. And let me hold your head. Don't worry about your son. I'm sure he realizes that you did the best you could. Maybe you were too hard on him, but it seems to me that they don't discipline kids enough. I just want you to know that I don't judge you. And even if you think what you did was wrong, well, besides, you'll probably hear from Michael again.
Now, why do you say that?
Well, he's your son, isn't he? Family ties don't break that easily. He'll get in touch one day. You mark my words.
sight.
Right as rain, Miss Baker.
And how are you today, Mr. Allman?
Fine, Miss Baker, just fine.
I was just driving by, and I thought I'd pay you a little visit.
And at the same time, find out just who has his car parked right out front here, huh?
Well, it is a lovely red convertible, is that what you call them?
Yeah.
I was always partial to red, though I never wear it. Sure. You have a visitor.
Did you hear him?
What?
Stop in Woodbury, over there by the old smokehouse. City folks think farm work is play. They don't know it's slave work, and I ain't going to tell them nothing to the opposite.
He seems to be finishing up.
Maybe starting to wise up.
Hello?
Dan, this is Miss Baker. She lives quite a distance from here, but she considers me her neighbor.
Yes, I do. And your name's Dan?
That's right. I must say, I'm not used to such hard physical work.
You're not. He didn't seem to have a bit of trouble chopping all that wood. Maybe you ought to go take a nap. I just dropped by to see how Mr. Allman is doing. His eyes look a bit red, don't they? Mr. Allman doesn't like for folks to worry about him, but it's just his way of being...
Miss Baker, would you please stop raving? Too late in the day for your opinions on my darker motives.
Well, I just meant to...
Miss Baker has to be going now, Dan.
I do? Oh, yes. All right. Visit's over. It was nice meeting you, Dan, and I hope you enjoy your brief visit to this neck of the woods.
I can't tell you how much.
Oh, you see that, Jack? Dan opened the door for me.
Wonderful.
Men nowadays don't bother, and I always appreciate it when...
Is something wrong?
No. Funny, when I looked at your face just now, it's like I met you before somewhere. Something about...
Well, I'll take that as a compliment. Drive carefully, Miss Baker. And Mr. Allman's going to need your help quite a bit after I'm gone. I know he can count on you to come by, maybe tidy up a little.
Oh, I certainly will. He doesn't like to take help, but with his eyes and all, you know...
He can depend on you, then.
Oh, all right, yes. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Well, she just wanted to remind me to get you to Doc Graham tomorrow. You know, your eyes do look red. Have you used the medicine today?
I did, but it hurts more than help.
Well, we'll drive you down first thing in the morning. But right now, I want to chop some more wood.
Oh, you don't need to do anything.
No. Look, I like the work. Yeah, I've gotten lazy. Oh, tell me, what's that shed for?
The old smokehouse where he used to cure meats in it. I hung half a pig in there on hooks. Don't do that anymore, though. Snover, you go give Dan some company while he works.
That's enough work for now, Snooper. Come on with me, Snooper. Take a little walk before dinner. Can't see over this grass, can you, Snooper? Here, come on. Come on, lie down here, boy. That's it, lie down. That's a good dog. So good, Snooper. Go on, lie down. You think I'd hurt you, Snooper? He's a good dog. That's a good dog.
Well, you finished work for the day?
Just about. That's the hardest I've worked in my life.
I'll be eating in about 5 minutes.
Good.
Did Snooper come back with you?
Oh, I thought he did. I guess he saw something. I started chasing the scent.
Yeah, he does that sometimes. Oh, wash up. Get the beer out of the fridge.
Okay.
Well, I'm
sorry. That was terrific.
You don't want more?
No, not another bite. I wish Snooper had come back with his bone.
Oh, he'll be back when he's hungry enough.
You know, I've really enjoyed my stay here.
I guess you'll be leaving soon, huh?
Yeah, after I take you to the doctor in the morning.
I want to thank you for helping me out this week.
This place is the best hotel I've ever stayed at.
I want you to know something. If I had a son, or if the son I had ever came back to me, I'd want him to be as good a man as you are.
Mr. Allman, please. That embarrasses me.
Oh, I mean it. It's been important to me that you were here this week. I worry about my eyes, about not seeing for good. Well, thank you for your company.
It's my pleasure, and it's just
Leave it at that.
Fair enough.
But tell me, if your son did come back, the one who left, do you think you'd recognize him?
Well, you know, I've often wondered about that. Man's supposed to know his children. How? So long ago, he's just a kid.
Yeah, well, surely you'd know him, though. You'd know Michael. I mean, you'd know his voice, his eyes, or something.
No, but I wouldn't. That's what I'm afraid of. I wouldn't even know my own son.
What? What is it?
My eyes. They're burning.
Oh, well, here. Put some more drops in. It'll make that red go away.
My eyes didn't burn like this before. Those damn drops are doing it. Hard to see anything. It's all a blur.
Well, you have to use the medicine. The doctor said you had to.
Well, damn the doctor. Now, let's forget it.
No, I'll help you put them in. Hold your head back.
What are you doing?
I said hold your head back.
Oh.
Now, blink. That's it. Let the drops wash them.
Why did you do that? What's got into you? My eyes, they're burning.
I don't want you to disobey me anymore.
Disobey? What are you talking about?
And isn't that what he did?
Who?
Didn't he always disobey you? And you knew he was weak. You knew what to do, though. You weren't fooled into being easy on him, were you? And now you're just like Michael. Just like a kid. Helpless. Well, looks like it's time to teach you a lesson. It's that time.
Let me go. Let me go.
You're right, Roman. You won't smoke. Used to hang pigs from the ceiling, isn't that right?
It's the hooks now.
Just like you said.
Let me go. Are you mad? Let me go.
Don't make me angry, Mr. Allman. All I want to do is to tie your hands.
I don't want to hurt you.
I just want to tie your hands and hoist you up.
You're all right. That takes a load off your feet, doesn't it?
Keep me down. Don't let me hang here. Please. Please.
What?
Please.
Oh, don't tell me you're not a man. Don't tell me that. I'll have to teach you to be tough. I'll have to... Now that won't do. Just won't do. You can't let on that it bothers you. You have to be strong. Well, it's okay. We've got all night. Mr. Allman, we're back in the kitchen.
Oh, wake up.
It's okay. It's okay. I'll run some water. Yeah, just stir up the station. Do you think you'd feel better if I wet your face? Here, come on. Just rest your head in my lap.
No, don't get up. Don't try to stand.
Yeah. Let me just wipe off your face. You've gotten a bit dirty.
Why are you hurting me?
You can't learn things the easy way. Isn't that what you said? Isn't that right? Remember you drowned him in the water and you made him stand all night on the porch in the cold wind till morning? All that night he shivered till he was blue. He was blue with cold. That's how he learned to be a man. And you were right.
Oh, I'm all wet. Please.
Yeah, but it's summer. It isn't cold outside. What can we do? I mean, how can you know what he felt if it isn't cold? I mean, let's think. Where is it still cold? I mean, where could you stand where it's still cold? Can you tell me?
Michael?
Well, first, let me take those cataracts out of your eyes.
It was good of you to come out with me, Doctor. When I ran into you and you told me that Jack still hadn't come in to see you, well, I just thought this would kill two birds with one stone.
Two birds with one stone?
Oh, you know, I just mean Jack couldn't come up with any more excuses not to see
you. Oh.
Here we are.
Nobody seems to be around.
Snooper's usually barking when anyone comes over. Dr. Graham, would you look through the kitchen window?
All right.
I don't think it's proper if I do.
I don't see anything. Where's that visitor you said was staying here?
He must be gone. The car's not here. Can you get the door open?
It's not locked. Hello? Jack? Anybody home?
Mr. Allman? I brought Dr. Graham to see you.
I'll check upstairs. Jack?
Anybody up there, Doctor?
Don't see me.
What a mess. He can't have gone far. He must be defrosting the fridge.
What?
Nothing. Oh, dear. There must be some meat defrosting. This can be no better than to go and...
Just heard In the Eye of the Beholder by Burke Campbell. Featured in tonight's cast were Bud Knapp as the Doctor, Wayne Robson as Jack, Jeff Bowes as Dan, and Marion Waldman as Miss Baker. Snooper was played by Sam D. Beresford. Our recording engineer was Ray Falsick, with sound effects by Matt Wilcott and the production assistance of Nancy McElvey. In the Eye of the Beholder was produced and directed for CBC Radio by Stephen Katz. And now, here is a final word from your host.
Hello again. Next week on Nightfall, we'll be taking you on a little bus trip. So have your fares ready. And your affairs in order. Marjorie Stewart, starring Neil Munro as your driver, George Mortland. That's next week on Nightfall. Until then, careful. On the edge.